Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Hello and welcome to Crackin' Crime. I'm your host, Jamie Tilson.
Yeah, I'll be Seth.
Oh, man. Been a good week. How you enjoying your phone over there again? Is that good? All right.
I was checking the time.
Oh, that's what you were doing.
We start 7:27. Someone's got to have a grasp on how long these things are.
Nah, it's all right. That is what
it is. It's fine. You fucking phone Hitler.
I just want you paying attention.
Sprocket see Duke at the phone.
Oh man. All right. Well, thank you guys for tuning in. We've started out already. I don't know. Been a good week.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
I'm alive, I guess.
A lot of people tuned in last week. That was great. I don't know. What you got going on over there now?
Stretching.
Wow, man. All right. If you haven't been, go check us out on all of our social media accounts. Facebook, Twitter, all of them. Yeah, we're on TikTok. Everything's at Crackin' Crime. Go on there, like it, share it. Check out the posts. Every once in a while we do stuff. It's fun. Wherever you're listening to this podcast at, right? It could be Spotify.
Become a patron, you know?
Right.
It's about the same price as a gallon of gas nowadays.
Yeah, that ain't no kid.
Go for it.
So, wherever you're listening to the podcast at, please make sure you're giving us 5 stars. Leave us a comment. All right. Give us some feedback. Let us know what you guys think. If you guys want to send in some stories that you guys want to hear, we've been just looking up what we want to talk about. So if you guys wanted to do something, send it to us on one of our social medias. Yeah. All right.
We'll do it if we want to.
We'll at least check into it. See if it's something that we want to talk about. I did just get to talk about,
I've been really thinking about doing this murder spree. I saw it's I can't remember what state it is, but it's at Crystal Lake, and it's been going on for like 20 years. Like, this dude just keeps stabbing teenagers all the time, and then like he'll die, and then bam, another like hour and a half documentary on it.
Oh, you're kidding me?
Yeah, I think his name's Jason Voorhees.
Jason Voorhees, yeah. I've heard of
something
him.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, and somehow he keeps dying, then he keeps coming back. And
no one's doing nothing about it.
Right.
You know? And then cops come there with their guns, and they're like, stop. And then he just walks up and stabs them.
Oh, my God, time. That's crazy.
Yeah. No matter how fast you run, either he'll take a shortcut or something. He'll catch you.
Well, he knows the area better than probably anybody.
Yeah, he doesn't run.
Ever. I wonder why he's never stabbed anybody on the film crews. Why he just allows them to keep filming it.
I think he wants the attention.
He wants the attention.
Is, yeah.
One time
they were filming
nothing.
A film crew, and the film crew that was being filmed got stabbed, so maybe he knew the difference. He's like, I don't like
it.
You're trying to trick me, I don't like it.
It could be. Yeah, absolutely. Man, I don't know. We'll have to go stay there. Maybe we can get an interview with this guy.
No, I don't have enough facial hair to not look like a teenager. I'm not going. sir.
No, sir.
I'm like black people. I don't do what white people do in movies to get killed. Okay, I'm not going to be there. I'm not going to go. I'm not going to investigate a lion either, okay? You know, like, what's his name? Steve Irwin? Like, I wouldn't. You jump on a bunch of alligators, eventually one's going to bite you, okay? I love the dude. Thanks for all the shows, but tickle a stingray.
Matt and Colby just swam with stingrays.
Yeah, you know, they like to roll the dice.
They didn't get, apparently they're tougher than old Mr. Kerwin.
Yeah, apparently so.
Yeah, maybe not. I don't know. I don't know what the difference is. Maybe he was agitating them that day.
Yeah, I guess so. Please just stop fucking petting me.
Oh, man. All right. So, Patreons. Go check us out on Patreon. Seth needs a new chair. Sign up. Yeah, we've got a couple of Patreons. Old Mr. Garcia. Sexy Mexi.
We were hoping he would call in this episode because we're going to do one over his state.
That's right. We're going down to Texas to.
Maybe we should live today. Call him to see if he picks up.
Just live
and
call
then
him?
And just immediately be like, hey, this is Jamie and Seth. Do you consent? That pretty much covers everything.
So, yeah, I tried. He didn't message me back, so maybe we can do one next time. Otherwise, Grandma, thank you for being a Patreon. Mm-hmm. Another Patreon we have is
Phelps
Harvest.
Harvest, yep. CBD oils, pills.
Fantastic.
Yep.
Thank you all for being our Patreons. That's fantastic. This week, we are going to do the state of Texas.
I was born there.
So that's already one thing against it.
Huh. Same hospital JFK died in. Same day.
Oh, you were born the same day?
Yeah.
That he... So you're like, I don't believe any of that. Because weren't born in the 60s.
He died December 31st, 1990. I was there.
No.
Whatever. We should have covered that on President Week last week.
We should have. Yeah, because that was not accurate at all. Now you're just throwing out information that's not even true. I've never done that once.
Yeah, you've never once done that.
No,
ever.
Never.
Everything's 100% factual, and if you don't believe us, sue us. Sue us for all $30 of our Patreon money.
Oh, that's fantastic. All right. So, you were born in Texas in the early 90s.
Dallas,
Texas.
The first year of 90s.
The first year of this.
90. Yeah.
90. All right.
I'm like one of the good millennials, you know. The ones that still got some of that 80s from their uncles and shit. 70s and 60s from their dads and some of the World War II stuff from their grandpa.
Well, there you go. Oh, no. Yeah, I like Dallas. I've been to Dallas a few times. Been to San Antonio. The Riverwalk's pretty sweet. Yeah.
I was a baby when I was there. I don't remember any of it.
You don't remember any of Texas? Mm-hmm. So I don't know why we're talking about this.
I remember Vegas right after that. That's where Ashley was born. I remember some of Vegas.
You were like 6 months.
It's very hot.
I don't even know how that happened.
Well, we were a kid because I was playing at a T-ball thing out there. And I remember
when
playing.
Ashley was born, you were only six months old.
No, but we stayed there for a while, I imagine.
What I'm saying is not even possible.
I remember that house. I went to a WWF deal with my grandpa Hoxie and my dad. Got to see The Undertaker.
Oh, that's awesome.
They made me wear gloves. They were like, we're going to be so close, you're going to get to high-five them. And then I remember us being like halfway up in the stands, and dad was like, well, I dropped the ball there. It was still cool, though.
Yeah.
In Vegas.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm going back to Vegas here in a couple months by myself, apparently.
I might still go. We'll see.
Yeah, doubt it.
We'll see.
That'd be awesome if you would. Maybe we'll do a big show at one. Caesar's been reaching out to us about doing a episode.
You throw it in my face like I'm just happy that I don't get to go. You're like, oh, yeah, I'm just gonna go. You're not gonna go. Like, yeah, I'm gonna love working while you're gone in Vegas, not blowing my money.
Right.
I'm gonna love it.
What I'm saying is, Caesar's reached out. They want us to do an episode of Crack and Crime in Vegas.
Yeah.
So if you can go. then we'll, I mean, we might be on the street in front of the casino, but.
So it's a work expense.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, everybody. We need donations so Seth can go to Vegas. Everyone who does a shout out, you will get a free letter, a picture sent to you of me or my penis, whatever you want. Might be small. The picture size. Picture. The picture size, not the actual penis. Sorry, Grandma.
Anyway, Texas, we are off on tangents. That never happens to us. We're off schedule.
Bigger in Texas.
But, yeah, that's why you had they kicked you out.
Yeah. Pretty early.
They're like, oh, man.
You know on the movie 300, when they're in the beginning, they're like, they look at a baby, they're like, oh, the baby's too small, and they just throw it over the cliff. That's what they do in Texas. They're like, look at his dick. All right, you're out.
You're gone.
Awful lot of black people live in Texas. And now we know why.
Oh, man. Anyways, I lived in Texas for a little while. Went down there for the wife's job. Worked in the Department of Criminal Justice for a little bit. Then I worked in the jail down there. Yeah.
Yep. I went to jail down there, close to it. Right on
close
the
to it.
Yeah, Oklahoma-Texas line. Lawton.
Yeah. That's you were in a different state still. That's not the same thing.
Yeah, but we cleaned roads and we went over the border a little bit here and there. We weren't supposed to.
I don't think that that's good at all.
Yeah, right over the Red River. You ever seen the Red River? Yeah, I know you've seen it. You had to have.
Yeah.
I like that. It's all red from the clay.
Beep. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the one Jesus parted. I remember that.
That's why the clay's red?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I've always wondered why that is. Yeah, I guess that's the reason.
You're welcome.
Well, yeah, thank you completely.
Anytime. Ask me any question and I'll give you an answer.
It's not right, but hey,
what it is?
We went to we went to the SeaWorld down in San Antonio when we lived there. We lived northeast Texas, kind of up by Texarkana area. So it's east of Dallas. That's where we were living. That's actually where I met Garcia. So that's why we're friends. Yeah. And then
back when Haley was sweet and Jacob was not a stinky teenager.
Yeah, they were both little. Yeah, they were both kids. Yeah.
That's what I'm afraid about, kids. They're cute at first and then they grow up to, like, you know, talk and stink.
Be like people.
Yeah, yeah. People. That's,
right. Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
I don't like people.
I like people.
They're all right.
It's been too long since I've seen Garcia, though. I'd like to see him. We need to get together, go hang out. We went to Broken Bow Lake. It's up in Oklahoma. It's not too terribly far of a drive from Texas.
Yeah, we got a Broken Arrow and a Broken Bow in Tulsa. I think they have it here in Nebraska too, don't you?
Yeah, there's a Broken Bow in Nebraska.
There's a Broken Arrow here too, right there.
No Broken Arrow.
Oh, okay.
No, but Broken Bow Lake is south of Tulsa a couple hours.
Yeah, I've been there.
That's where we went with Garcia, and what a cool experience, man. There's a river down there, and we're talking the middle of the summer, and the water is like ice was floating by. It's crazy. It's like 35 degrees or something. So I was joking about the ice, but in the middle of the summer.
I was going to say, like, here's Oklahoma. There's no ice. I'm actually looking up this real quick. Because I've been in an area called Antlers down there, and it's southeast Oklahoma. I wanted to know if that was by Broken Bow, because when I was out there working on the roads and stuff like that, I would always get in the back of a van. You really couldn't see where we were going and all that, but I was always... It's a really beautiful area that I'd like to go see again.
It's kind of a weird job. So you just get in the back of a van and ride around for hours?
It was when I was in trouble, when I was in jail.
Yeah,
I had no choice. Prison, if you will.
No, Broken Arrow is gorgeous. Sorry, Broken Bow, not Broken Arrow. Yeah, if you're in Broken Arrow.
Yeah, that's the lake that I went by. It has to be, because it's right there.
Yeah, I think it's right by Antlers.
It's a really, really beautiful lake, and it's got big old trees all around it and stuff. Oh, yeah, I love that.
And there's
place.
A spot with the river, and the river is ice cold water. In the middle of the summer.
Always, yeah.
Yeah, it's always cold.
North, right?
It is, yeah. And so it's just crazy how cold this water was. And I mean, you're like sweating. It's like 90 some degrees outside. It's hotter than crap. You go in there and you just can't barely stand it. So then
almost throw you in a shock.
Oh, it does. It's crazy. I swam in it for a while. And then when I came out, my wife took a drink out of the cooler, put it on my chest, and it was warm.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy. Nuts. That's
nuts. Waters never stay still unless the sun heated up or nothing. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It gets hot down there, too.
Oh, it does.
Real hot.
Yeah, and then in northeast Texas, there's all these trees. And kind of that area, there's just trees everywhere, yeah, right?
Almost,
so then
almost reminds me of California, like when you get out in the, like, northern California with all the trees. Not as big, obviously.
Okay, northern California, yeah.
Just how thick and pretty California. It is.
Right. Yeah. It is, but when you're from flat, you know, mm-hmm. Midwest, and
Nebraska.
I can...
Nebraska?
Yeah, like you can...
Corn! Yeah. Far as the eye can see.
Yeah, it's... Oh, so beautiful. But yeah, but I mean, it is, it's just so flat. You're just used to seeing for miles. So then down in northeast Texas, like you can't hardly see out of the trees. So it's really nice when you get to a hill and you can actually see a little bit. I'm like, oh man, that's nice. But it was weird being in the heavy trees. So, mm-hmm. But they got everything in that. I mean, 'cause then you go over into western Texas, like southwestern, and it's just desert.
Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Dry. You know, there's no trees. It's not as beautiful. It's just crazy. Texas kind of has a little bit of everything down there. I think that's where that 6666 ranch.
Oh, Six's Ranch.
The Six's Ranch. I think they're kind of... southwestern. They're out in more of the flat, like,
yeah,
deserty.
Yeah, they gotta be. I mean,
yeah,
that's over there by the Mexico border, ain't it?
Well, there's that, and then there's New Mexico border, and then there's so I mean, it's yeah, there's a it's huge. It's a huge state, and they are proud of that state, dude.
It's funny. Yeah, they are.
Like I remember, like the Dairy Queen. You see an ad for Dairy Queen, and their slogan was, "That's what I like about Texas." So it's just hilarious. I mean, they are proud. It's,
oh, yeah.
You go buy a Bud Light can, there's a little Texas logo on it. You know, I mean, it's funny. Because no other state, they got their state on everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
You see all them King Ranch trucks all over America. That's Texas. Oh, yeah. And they make sure they put that Texas emblem on it.
Yeah, or the Texas edition, like Chevy trucks. And mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, I tell you, there's no other state that they're as proud of their state as that state. It's crazy.
They were their own country there for a little while.
Yeah.
Technically.
Technically.
I mean, well, not really, but...
Yeah.
They still consider themselves that way. Like, America? This ain't America. This is Texas.
This is Texas. What are you talking about? It is. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. So, but it's fun. It's a cool place. I mean, San Antonio, dude, the Riverwalk is pretty interesting. Lot of cool stuff to see down in there. Going and actually seeing the Alamo. So
I'd like to do that.
What I was picturing with the Alamo was like you'd have to jump on a tour bus. They'd take you out into the country, the desert, and there's the Alamo, right? Mm-hmm. That's what I always pictured. And then we're down there, we're on the Riverwalk, and somebody's like, yeah, the Alamo's like right over by Taco Bell.
What?
And I'm like, what?
Straws, boots, you bitches, I'm in. Taco Bell right next to it.
The Taco Bell was actually in the mall. But right next to the mall, so I went and I grabbed some Taco Bell breakfast.
Of course.
Of course. Why wouldn't you? Yeah. And we are not sponsored by Taco Bell, but
we would love to be.
We want to be.
You're talking about Taco Bell's biggest fans. Everyone knows if we go, we live 35 minutes from the nearest current, or the nearest Taco Bell. And everyone knows if we're going to be anywhere within that vicinity, we are going to Taco Bell.
We are. We're going to Taco Bell.
No matter what.
No matter what. It's amazing.
Automatically.
Right.
Both of our wives are pissed at us all
right,
the time.
All the time. And they never want to go. Never. I'm like, hey, Taco Bell? And they're like, oh, get out of here.
I'm like, you know, hop out the truck and walk on over to Wendy's then, bitch. Because I'm going to be right here in the Taco Bell drive-thru.
Absolutely.
I'll have one of everything, please. I'm serious. Stop laughing and start making it.
Oh, my God. So, we do. We walk over. We grab a Taco Bell breakfast. And then I'm like, well, let's look this up here. And it was like less than a minute walk over to San Antonio. Or San Antonio.
Alamo.
The Alamo.
There's not even gates up around it or nothing or what?
No.
You could just walk up and vandalize it.
Well, I mean, that'd be crazy if people did. But yeah. Yeah. It's just, dude, it's right in the middle. It's not far at all. It's walking distance from the Riverwalk downtown. And when you're standing there looking at all the stuff at the Alamo, literally all the big buildings of San Antonio are just like right there.
Hmm.
Yeah. You just like look around at
all. It's all built around the Alamo.
Yeah.
I never pictured the Alamo being in a city. I always just pictured the Alamo being right in the middle of the woods by itself. And that was
just
a thing.
But, I mean, it was at one point. But then San Antonio was like, this is where we're going to build our city. So, I mean,
should put some respect on the Alamo. I don't like it.
I know. It's crazy. Absolutely crazy. I just watched.
Wyatt Earp killed so many people that day.
He did. It was unreal.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was actually Boone.
Earp was there. Don't you worry about
that. Well, no. I know he was. He was uncredited.
He's always uncredited.
He's always, ever since, He's been uncredited.
Earp and Jesus, they're both, you know. Right there.
Right there.
Like, so. Which one do I want to meet? Gosh.
All right, we're going to look at some weird laws. So, I just did a quick Google search of a couple of things. Apparently, in Texas, it's illegal to sell your eye. I don't know why that popped up.
Fuck. I'm not moving there.
You're not allowed to milk someone else's cow. So, that would...
What about someone else's lady? Like, let's say...
I think that's absolutely... There's not a law against
your
that.
Your girlfriend's at work. There ain't no formula in the house. The neighbor's, you know, perky and ready to go. You can't go over there and just get a little dab.
She's sleeping.
Walk
there you
over
go.
There. Hey, so the dab will do me. Don't worry.
I would highly recommend that you do not do that. you could talk to him. You could talk to the neighbor, but I wouldn't just go
Texas.
Steal it.
That's between me and whose ever nipple that is.
But definitely leave the cow alone if it's not your cow.
Yeah,
I would
never. I would never do that. I mean, that's gross. Just go pet someone else's cow. I would never do someone like that, ever. I would talk to their wife like a respectable man.
Apparently, taking more than 3 sips of beer while standing up is illegal.
Huh.
I don't know. So you'd have to sit down, stand back up, take your 3rd sip? I don't know.
I don't like it. I feel like that law gets broken a lot.
Shooting buffalo from a 2nd-story window.
3rd story, we're okay.
Good to go.
It's fine.
Just not the 2nd story. I'm guessing it's got to be something with, like, you know, like the view or, like, it's...
I was thinking gravitational pull.
See, no, I'm thinking, like, it makes it more difficult. It's too easy if you're on the 2nd floor. Because they don't move fast. They just kind of stand there. They're grazing. So if you're on the 1st floor, you're on a level playing ground. They could charge you.
Yeah.
If you're on a 3rd story, you're a little bit too high. It's not a good trajectory. So 2nd story is just like you're out.
I like to shoot my buffalo on a rooftop anyway. So or a tree stand. But that's
right.
Fine.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I like to hunt buffalo. They're really hard to, you know, see. right there in the middle of the road.
Right.
You know.
So, Buffalo, we had the big buffalo roundup here.
Yeah.
All the buffalo were out.
That didn't make national news, did it?
It did. It made Bob and Tom.
Did it really?
It did. Nice. Yes. Yeah, it made Bob and Tom. So
some jackass here decided to shoot one. That was funny.
Yeah.
I'm probably not supposed to say that because we probably know him. You're a jackass. Sorry.
Well, there was a lot of, but it was still just a crazy day. And I watched that car hit that one, the head of that buffalo, and that thing, it didn't do nothing to his head. Nothing to his head.
It's fine. The buffalo was fine.
No, he ended up dying, but he had been hit by a semi.
He did something to his head. Didn't even phase that buffalo. He walked off and died 3 hours later.
Right. Well, it didn't take quite that long. But so he was already, he had been hit by a semi, and he's laying in the middle of the road.
Oh.
And then a car came and smoked the head, just drilled the head, and it did nothing. And that car, I mean, had to have damage from it, but it didn't stop. It just kept on rolling. Yeah. And I mean,
what is that? A buffalo? You gonna stop? Fuck no. How many more? Why aren't you stopping? Since when is there buffaloes in the street? I don't know what's going on in this county. We're getting through it.
We're getting out of here. We're out. Oh, it's
weird shit going on over here. There's a cop sitting right over there. He didn't care at all. He's eating popcorn. God damn.
But it was a crazy day. Those things are huge. Eating someone else's garbage without their permission, that's illegal.
I get upset about that too.
It's illegal to drive without windshield wipers. But it's not a requirement to have a windshield.
It's not. What about a windshield?
Yeah, so you can. You don't have to have a windshield, but you do have to have windshield wipers.
So, all right.
Don't you ask me questions.
You don't have to have a windshield. It's not illegal.
Apparently not.
But you have to have wipers.
Right.
So if they see you without a windshield, but
they're like, hey, Bill.
They will pull you
how
over.
How you doing? Yeah. Weird. Good to see that you've got those windshield wipers on there.
Huh.
Now you have no windshield wipers, you're getting a ticket. Because that's illegal. Now you know.
Moving on.
In Mesquite, children are not permitted to have unusual haircuts. In Richardson, Texas, all U-turns are illegal. No U-turns anywhere. Make a U-turn. You have Barney 5. Oh, no. Because Barney 5 stops Gomer Pyle. Then he then makes a U-turn right after he sights Gomer. And then Gomer goes running and going, Citizens Arrayus! Citizens Arrayus! So.
You lost me with the Gomer and the.
What?
No, I know what movie it is. Full Metal Jacket. I'm just saying.
It's a good video. Alright, yeah, so those were 12 laws. We're done. Alright, now everybody remembers the time that Matthew McConaughey got arrested. Do you recall?
What's the big deal, man? All right.
All right. So,
Matthew getting older, but these teenage girls stay the same age. You can go to jail
actually,
for that now.
I'm pretty positive that Matthew McConaughey was just at a high school party the other day.
Was he?
Yeah.
That guy's living in the dream.
He's living the dream.
I love him, though. I really do. I love Matthew McConaughey. I love his movies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's good.
Yeah.
He's actually from Tyler, Texas.
Is he?
I believe. That's not too far from where I was living.
He owns Lexus. He owns it, right?
Yeah. Lincoln.
Lincoln. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, don't you make those. I think he does own Lincoln Ford Motor Company. Yeah. I think he's somehow tied in with that.
Yeah, actually he doesn't own or anything, and he like literally volunteers his commercials. He's just thinking stuff out, and they just throw the Lincoln label on it.
I actually don't think any of the commercials he was in was filmed for a commercial. I think that there's just people around him filming all the time.
Yeah, just that's filming his everyday stuff.
Yeah.
I think I'll go for a ride today.
Right.
Like, yes, yes, perfect. Throw a Lincoln on it. This guy's got it.
He's got it. Just sitting here thinking while these buffalo cross the road. I don't know what I'm going to do today. And they're like, done. Gold print. Go to print.
You
so
stop breathing. How do you keep breathing?
So at some point in time,
but I ain't never getting dizzy. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was just gonna say.
Going.
So Matthew McConaughey, I don't really know exactly how he got famous. So I just like to believe that he was just still in Texas, right? He never left, mm-hmm. and then he just happened to be at like a high school party, and
yeah,
one of the directors,
exactly what I was about to say. Yeah.
Yeah, the director grows up, and now mm-hmm. he's being a director, and he's like, you know what, I bet we can still find Matthew McConaughey at a party. So they go back to Texas, they locate him, and they're like, dude, gold, we're doing a movie about high school, you're the guy I always think about.
Now, I don't even think Matthew McConaughey knew about it. I think literally they were just like, listen, actors, I want you to go to this school. He'll be around. We'll catch him at some point. And he's just there talking. They're like, that's gold. Put it in the movie.
Gold. Print. But ever since, everything that's happened, like Fools Rush In, true story.
Yeah, he was just doing that already.
He's, right. All these things are just things he did.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. He's never acted a day in his life.
Never once.
Nope.
He's just himself.
It's just himself. The movie hasn't been made to print yet, but the one time that he was in Austin, Texas, and he was playing his bongo drums outside completely naked, when he got arrested.
That would be the instrument he plays, and that would be...
Well, that was the instrument he was using to play the instrument that he was...
Right. Yeah.
And when they came inside, they were like, excuse me, Mr. Conaway? He's like, all right, all right, all right. Right?
Yeah.
All right. He explained it was time to smoke a bowl, listen to the beautiful African melodic beats of Henry Dikungu, play through my home speakers. It was time to stand over my drum set and follow the rhythm of...
Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Blues before they got to Memphis on my favorite Afro-Cuban drum. It was time for a jam session, he explained apparently on ET.
So I went outside into the garage and I locked up my Lincoln and I came back in.
Then he continues, what I didn't know was that while I was banging away in my bliss, two Austin policemen also thought it was time to barge into my house unannounced, wrestle me to the ground with nightsticks, handcuff me and pin me to the floor.
Butt naked. It's Matthew McConaughey. I mean, I'd cop a feel. I'm not even gay, but I'm, you know, I'm trying to see that D.
He says, oh, looky who we got here. The roided up cop with the crew cut who looked like a Nebraska Cornhusker himself.
God damn.
Said as he read the driver's license he picked up off my coffee table, he writes. Then he picked up the bong, and looky what we got here. Mr. Mr. McConaughey, you are under arrest for disturbing the peace, possession of marijuana. Can't even say that word, apparently. The marijuana. And resisting arrest. He proudly stated while squatting atop me, knee in my back.
If I was squatting atop of him, it would be balls on his... Never mind. You ever heard of Arabian goggles?
What did he say? He thought about, like, getting up and trying to run away and do a somersault backflip over the Cornhusker cop who was guiding me. Wow, I don't know if he was saying bad things about Cornhuskers or what. There's a lot of Cornhusker talk in that. Well, all right. So while I was doing a little research for this too, I thought this was kind of interesting. So let me see if I can find it. It says this article's from August 18th of 22. So apparently somebody breaks into a sex toy shop. I think they said it was like San Antonio. Yeah, San Antonio. It was the Sexology Institute in San Antonio. They break in and they stole, are you listening? Yep. They filled bags with sex toys, lubricants, and lingerie before bolting out to their truck and taking off. But one of the things, it was like $58,000 worth of sex toys they steal. But one of them was a $10,000 dildo.
Wow.
It says the world's most extravagant vibrator. 17th. I can't really read the... It was a fancy pleasure toy valued at $10,000, was a favorite among customers. They would take pictures with it.
Huh.
Yeah.
Weird. It's called the G-Spot Sniffer.
It says they hadn't found him yet.
Some lucky lady bought that on the blacklist or the... What?
It said the store was forced to close. Oh, just in order to restock. So I guess it wasn't.
Like that, 2 hours. Woo. They were gone for 2 hours.
All right. Hey, y'all get away from the door. All right. We are not open right now. We ain't got nothing left. All right.
Got to put those dildos back.
That's right. We got to get, we're going to restock. You guys come back in 2 hours. All right. We already got trucks, warehouses, everybody's coming in. We've already called Adam and Eve. They're loaded. They're coming, right? They're on their way. Woo! Yeah. All
right. The fact that you even know the name of that brand tells me there's some product here in this house.
I just saw an ad once.
Yeah. I knew that brand. My parents don't hide stuff very well. My mom, when I was a kid, told me to take the trash out, and I took an empty box that had a picture of a naked lady on a sex swing and a dude standing right next to her. Like, well, we know what's going on up there. That hook hanging from the ceiling in the middle of my mom's bed that she said was for a pot. That I never saw. I didn't question it either. She's like, oh, that's for a plant. I never thought, like, wow, okay, why would you have a plant in the middle of your bed? And two, where's the plant? Now we know.
So, have you ever given a gift and the people open it and you've reused the box, right? So it's like, it says it's ASICS shoes and you're like, thanks for getting me some ASICS shoes, and you open it up and it's like, oh hey, it's actually a birdhouse, right?
Yeah
that's
that, why would there be a birdhouse?
I don't know
shoebox.
I give good gifts. Yeah, all right,
of course.
So anyways,
don't get me a birdhouse.
I already bought you two. So different times. But that's where the box came from when you were a kid. You knock it off. And that plant, I remember seeing that plant.
No, you don't.
No, I don't. But anyway, there was somebody hung a plant in that room one time. So anyways, you knock it off.
You don't even know what house it was.
What's that?
You don't even know what house it was.
I actually do.
No, you don't.
All right. So, What else did I find here?
Are we ever going to get to crime here? I guess we did. Yeah,
I was going to say, I've told two different crime stories. What do you want me to tell?
Dildos, and I'm not thinking it's crime, you know?
Okay, so I could have done, like, full-blown, but they're just so, you know. So I saved these kind of for last. We'll just kind of cover a couple. We don't like doing not funny things, right? So let's do, so Andrea Yates. We can probably do a full-blown episode about Andrea Yates at some point in time if we just want to be depressed the whole time, but I don't know.
I don't like it.
Well, so in June of 2001, she attempted to commit suicide. She didn't succeed, obviously. And then she drowned all five of her children in a bathtub in her suburban home.
So we were getting all depressed.
Between the ages of 6 months old and 7 years old.
Jesus Christ.
She was sentenced to life in prison. No way.
I thought they killed people in Texas.
Apparently not, because she got sentenced to life in prison, eventually got overturned on appeal, and then she was found not guilty by reason of insanity in 2006 because she was suffering from postpartum. She was then committed to the Texas Mental Health Hospital, where she spends each moment thinking about how she mercilessly drowned her five children. Horrible story.
Yeah.
Charles Albright was a Texas serial killer. He was known as the Texas Eyeball Killer. They had a lack of evidence when they were convicting him, so he only got convicted for a single murder. But apparently it started back in 1990, December of 90. It started with the murder of Mary Pratt. She was shot and killed, and her eyes were surgically removed.
Is that why it's illegal to sell eyeballs in Texas?
I'm guessing it is. Yeah, because he was grandfathered in, so with him selling eyeballs, it was fine. But then they changed the law, and then he wasn't able to sell any after that, or he would have been. So, you know, anyway. So now I think he just has to have them in his fridge. He then moved on to Susan Peterson. Then Shirley Williams was found in March of 91. Apparently those circumstances of the murder were a little bit different. Her eyes had been removed, but without the same precision. She also had significant facial bruising and a broken nose, while the other victims did not. Additionally, the tip of an X-Acto knife was found in her eye socket, but the bullets from her body matched the ones from Mary Pratt. The police's main suspect in the murders, Charles Albright, was a taxidermist, and just the type of person who'd know how to perfectly remove an eye. That's what the police said. That's kind of a crazy one.
You have any funny ones?
No, I'm reading Killer. I read all of the funny ones.
Oh, shit. That's got to be more than that.
It was a little bit hard to find. I've been searching for weeks, too, on this story. Because I do tons of research.
A lot of prep work done.
I do a lot of prep work.
Always prep work.
Lots of prep work.
Always.
Always.
About 40 minutes.
Dean Corll, also known as the Candyman, 28 murders, all young boys.
So the movies are based on that or what?
Based on Mr. Dean Corll, that's Corll. Also known as the Pied Piper or the Candyman. He was a sadistic pedophile responsible for the murder of at least 28 boys over a span of 3 years. So he owned a candy making business called the Pecan Price. Apparently his mother got a divorce. Then she started his own candy company. He became the vice president. But then his mother had fired him for making sexual advances toward male employees. Basically, then he started like abducting kids, males between age of 13 and 20. He would lure into his apartment with the help of two teenage accomplices. One of those accomplices was 12-year-old David Brooks, who at that time he had met in 1967. Once he lured the boys into his apartment, he'd strap them to a plywood torture board in his bedroom and rape, beat, and torture them. This would go on for days before he would eventually strangle or shoot them. He would tie them up in plastic sheets and throw them in massive graves. Whew, gee, Christmas. In final, it says, in a final cruel trick before killing them, he'd make them write letters to their parents explaining their absence, which caused police to assume the victims had all run away. Wowza.
Yeah, dark.
Very dark.
Upsetting. Dark.
Yeah, there's a bunch of those. Oh, Waco? Dude, we need to do a whole one on Waco, so we won't go into Waco. You've heard of the Waco, Texas deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm starting to feel like...
No, I know about Waco.
As per usual, you just don't know what the fuck I'm
talking about. No, I know
about Waco. I'm not talking about Chip and Joanna Gaines.
I don't even know who that is.
I think that you do.
I don't. I have no idea who that is.
Alright.
Yep.
Alright, I know. Okay, I can read a few more of these, but then we start getting kind of eh. Alright, so. Man, there's a lot. Like, yeah, there's a lot. Okay, no. Yeah, there's a bunch of, like, serial killers and, like, worst crimes in the state. Those were a couple of the top ones. We read those. Thanks again, everybody, for tuning in. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Seth obviously did. That's why he's on his cell phone again.
Yeah. Well, yeah, my cell phone, which is also my research tablet. It's illegal to walk barefoot in Texas. Did you see that?
Oh, yeah. Well, everybody knows that. That's not that weird. Yeah. What are you talking about?
In Texas, you can be considered legally married by publicly announcing a person as your wife.
Okay.
Husband, by saying it three times.
Ooh.
Like Beetlejuice. Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. Shit, he's back. Yeah, so you just follow a hot chick home. And
basically, what I was just thinking, if times. Jennifer Aniston is down there, I'm going to drive down to Texas. Oh, yeah. I'm just going to yell, Jennifer Aniston. Jennifer Aniston.
You think you're going Jennifer to. Aniston. You're going to say it once, and I'm going to pop out of your trunk and stab you with a loin.
Then you're going to say it. Be like, half! I get half! It's going to be like that episode of Chappelle's Show when he marries Oprah.
She calls him, Dave, I'm pregnant. Gotcha, bitch!
That is fantastic. All right. Thank you guys for tuning in. This is fun. Again, like us on everything. Go leave us 5 stars. Come on.
Always
we were hilarious. This was fun. Was
just getting started on two wacky crimes and whatnot. And all. So we'll get into it. We might do a part two of this, actually.
Well, we can always do a whole lot Texas of stuff. Crime. What's that?
I just found a whole lot of stuff.
Well, you can do some more if you want to.
We better wrap it up. All right. We got a long week ahead of us. Family coming in.
Yeah, that's true. So we may miss next week, or we may have guests next week. Just depends on how we do it. We've been trying to do it weekly, but then we get busy, and you know we're not getting paid that great to do this. So,
or at all.
But we'd like to. So yeah. Go check us out on Patreon. Make sure you're giving us 5 stars. Share this with your friends. Come on. We hope you guys are enjoying it. If you guys have stories you want to hear told by us, then let us know. Reach out on any of our social media. We'll try to find something. I don't know. We haven't found our 100% niche. Sometimes we research the crime or crap out of it. Sometimes we just kind of do it on the fly.
Most of the time we just wing it. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you can't tell, you probably can't. It's pretty professional.
We are. I know. We're pretty amazing. So if you guys didn't know, we kind of won it tonight. That's what we do with our states. Yep. Just try to make funnies about stuff. So hope you guys enjoyed it. Five stars. Check us out everywhere. And, you know, thank you guys for tuning in. Till next time. Thank you, guys.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou. forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.